Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Yes, it is raining, and yes, it's going to be with us throughout the evening and the overnight and right through tomorrow. I've got an email here from former State Senator Amanda Chase. And I am trying to figure out why she is running for state senate in my state senate district, right? And what I am trying to figure out is anybody supporting her. Now, you know, I've had a very good relationship with Amanda Chase. And she's moved. I read that. She sent that out a while ago after she lost the race for her state senate seat in Chesterfield County. She moved. I think she moved to Louisa. Not entirely sure. But one of the things I'm trying to figure out, why are you running for state senate right away in an area that you have just moved to? And how's that going to work? Now, her email, I'm going to share it with you. If you're not on her mailing list, you should be. I mean, she covers a lot of good stuff, and I think there's a lot of great information. But she says, well, you know, I'm a proven state senator. I've been a state senator for a long time, and I'm going to, quote, keep our district rural and our economy strong. Okay, well, those are all good things. All good things. But I do wonder about the connection to the district. And that's what I would ask you. If you're in District 10, where I am, are you going to give your support to someone who just moved into the district? Even if they're right on the issues. Or are you going to be looking for somebody who has had time in the district? Somebody who is, you know, a Hanoverian, as an example. State Senate District 10 is Hanover. And that, I think, has to be pretty high up on the list when we're looking at somebody to replace John McGuire. Now, it's also Goochland. And those are the real, well, those are the population centers, really, Hanover and Goochland. That being the case, I am trying to figure out if you are going to be looking for someone who has spent more time in the district, who has, I don't know, maybe even grown up in Hanover. I mean, I didn't grow up in Hanover, but I've been here a while, and this is my home, and love it, and all that other good stuff. And I know there are people out in Goochland who have been there forever. I just don't know that Amanda Chase is going to get a lot of rock-solid support from people who look at this area as home and you know what, are not necessarily thrilled with people who move here. That is the reality. What I tell you about Hanover all the time, it is perfect, and it's all filled up. We got no room. Oh, she moved to Appomattox. Okay, fair enough. Appomattox. I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. I do not believe for a second that she is going to be the only person who seeks that seat. I'm willing to bet as much money as you've got in your pocket that there are going to be people coming out who have a base in Goochland or have a base in Hanover. We'll see. But do me a favor. If you're in my district and you're looking at that, hit me up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, would you? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Are you going to be inclined to vote for Amanda Chase, who has just moved to the district, or are you going to be looking at somebody who maybe has got a little more experience in the district, who has been here a while? I personally would be thrilled if we're talking about people relocating for the purpose of running. I used to have a great senator in Siobhan Donovan. I mean, Hanover loved Siobhan Donovan. In fact, if you go back and look at the elections, it was always our piece of Hanover that made sure Siobhan Donovan was the state senator. It wasn't Henrico necessarily. She would be welcomed here. But again, people would look at it and say, well, yeah, but you just got here. You just moved here. And you moved for the purpose of running for a seat. So it is really going to be fascinating, in my opinion, to see how it goes. But you'll have to shoot me a note. Again, Chronic Care of Richmond text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And you can give me some sense if you would be inclined to support former State Senator Amanda Chase, as she's now apparently running for the District 10 State Senate seat, which includes Hanover and Goochland and a bunch of places where she has not lived. So we'll examine that as we get close and closer. I think it's going to be in December, right? Because we've got the presidential election, and at that presidential election, we're going to elect John McGuire, my current state senator, as our new member of Congress. So once he wins that, I am assuming, and I don't know, but I'm assuming that as soon as he wins that, then he'll tender his resignation from the Virginia State Senate, and then Governor Youngkin is going to have to call a special election to fill that seat. And that's why people are now doing everything possible to sort of move their pieces around on the board to get in the best position to seek the seat. It's something that unfortunately will fly under the radar for a lot of people, right? People don't necessarily pay as much attention to the House of Delegates or the State Senate as they should. You know, we're looking at Virginia. We had all these eyes from outside of Virginia focused on us when we just had our state house and state senate elections, right? All of a sudden, we had people parachuting in from all over the country paying attention. And Governor Youngkin was out in front trying to get the right stuff done, you know, hold the House, flip the Senate. And it didn't work out that way, but it was not a gigantic failure. I mean, it's been painted that way, which is really sad. You take a look at the total margin. We're talking about a handful of votes in each case. And I will say this. Had the national Republicans come in and spent a couple of dollars, expended some energy, we would have done exactly that. We would have held the House and flipped the Senate, and we'd be in a very different situation. All right, I will get off my soapbox, I remind you, but I'm going to get back on it. October the 16th, Politics and Pints, the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. I know you're coming out for me and you're coming out for John Reed, which is great. But we got our buddy Brian Kilmeade is coming in again. Dana Lash is coming in for the first time ever. And Gutman shows up. What can I tell you? There's nothing I can do about it. You know, he's nuts and advancing all sorts of outrageous ideas. But you're going to have the pints part of it to blunt the Gutman part of it. You know, the four of us will have an intelligent discussion about the issues, and then Howard will scream and carry on like a lunatic, and that will be your cue to take another sip from your pint. It will sell out. It sells out every single time. It's the eighth time that we're doing it. Every time it's been a sellout. We don't sell tickets at the door. We don't give tickets away as a prize. You've got to go and get them yourself online at WRVA.com. WRVA.com. And I do want to thank my friends at Chronic Care of Richmond, because once again, they're presenting Politics and Pints. You know, I love Dr. Snyder and his wife. Brian and Janine are great people and they're friends, and I value their friendship. And I am so appreciative to them for being the presenting sponsor for Politics and Pints. Were it not for them, yeah, we wouldn't be doing it. Same thing with our text line. Were it not for Chronic Care of Richmond, we wouldn't have the text line available to you at 833-804-1140. Guess who is getting the blame for the attempted assassination of President Trump? I'll let you hear that in just a moment. Craig Peterson is going to be along at 4:35. We'll talk a little bit about staying safe online. It's getting tougher and tougher to do exactly that. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Jeff Katz on the radio, keeping us all in the know. Gets us through our days no matter where we go. Fixing by his side, dreaming loud and proud. Best afternoon host, chairman new to go.
4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Did you realize today is Constitution Day? I know Charles was talking about it being, National Voter Registration Day, which is interesting. But Constitution Day, my friends, that's a big thing. I mean, there's a reason that you and I get to hang out every afternoon and talk about things and argue about things and debate things and still able to go in separate directions and live relatively freely because we've got protections. And don't ever make the mistake. Don't ever make the mistake. Well, you know, I've got a constitution. The Constitution gave me this right. The Constitution doesn't give you any rights. Constitution simply says, hey, we're writing down some of the rights that God has given to you, and the Constitution, as you may or may not know, because I know it's not really taught in schools much anymore, but the Constitution is primarily a negative document. It tells the government, hey, you can't do this. Says to government officials, don't even think about doing this one. Don't get any crazy ideas. You're not doing that. But it's a marvelous document. I'm so happy that every once in a while we do get to address it. Our pal Eben Brown from Fox News will be with us in about an hour. You know, Eben is he's a Miami kid, and he is following the unfolding case with the attempted assassination of President Trump. And there are differing tracks. You've got the feds who are investigating some things. You've got some charges, not criminal charges, but charges against the FBI's special agent in charge for their Miami field office saying, hey, he hates Trump. How is he going to be able to do this investigation? And then you have Governor Ron DeSantis weighing in today saying, hey, we're doing our own investigation and we're going to bring a whole slew of state charges. So it's going to be interesting. We'll talk more about that at 5:35. I mentioned to you Craig Peterson every Tuesday afternoon at 4:35. Craig is kind enough to join us. We talk a little bit about tech issues and staying safe online. And boy, he's got the whole thing this week in his newsletter, which you will find at craigpeterson.com. You can sign up for free. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. You know, I was thinking about both of these attempts on President Trump's life, and it's one person shooting, right? There may be a conspiracy behind it. Who knows? I have no clue, right? But when you think about the technology that's out there, look at what's happening in Ukraine, for instance, with the drones. And we've now got these drones that are designed to be like a whole cloud where there's 100 of them coming after someone. They can't even keep him safe from a lone shooter. Yeah. If it was really a state actor that was coming after him, oh my gosh, how do you make that work? The technology is just so overwhelming now.
It's a very bizarre situation. And, you know, Craig, you mentioned the drones. And I know the guys that fly drones and do that, they repeatedly tell me we don't call them drones. Unstaffed or whatever, unmanned aerial saucers or whatever they are. But it is a beautiful law enforcement science now. There are entire departments being stood up across America, and that is all that they are doing. And, boy, they are getting pretty good at it. But you're right, with the advanced tech that that a foreign state actor would have, I just don't know how you compete against them.
Yeah, you really can. It gets very, very difficult very quickly. Yeah. And for instance, look at American Idol. Right? Okay. Have you seen where they've got that really cool drone show with all of the lights in the sky and they make different faces and things that move around? Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And unfortunately, the Secret Service is well known as being one of the biggest Luddites in the entire federal government. Wow. You know, they're good in so many ways, decades or more behind the technology that's out there today. And that's kind of an old boy network type of thing, right? What they're used to. So yeah. They only get, what is it, $3 billion a year in funding. How could they possibly protect the former president?
It is a strange situation, and I think you find that, you know, it's not just law enforcement, not just federal law enforcement like Secret Service. I mean, they have such a unique charge when it comes to the president. But
oh, yeah.
Let's face it, a lot of people just get comfortable doing whatever they're doing, and new tech comes up, and they go, that interweb thing's never going to catch on. I'm fine here with my Selectric. Leave me alone, right?
Yeah, you're so right, Jeff. And look at all of the tech companies that have come and gone, right? You never got fired for hiring IBM or buying IBM, and they're not around. And, you know, it's all of the predecessors to Facebook, and it comes and it goes, and you have to keep up with it. And that's what I've been trying to do for everybody, because it's, you know, when it comes down to it, Jeff, I've been on the internet as various forms mm-hmm. since about 1981.
Wow.
And it was a great place to be, everybody pulling together. You know, back then, we had our back doors wide open, if you will. So, like, our mail servers, a third party could hop on and make changes to configuration of your mail server without you even knowing it to fix problems that you didn't even know you had.
Wow.
And I'm trying to get it to the point now where it's a little bit safer and a little bit friendlier, and I hope we can get a little bit back to this, but it's you can't trust anything anywhere anymore, and it's so sad.
Well, I want you to address what you have. I'm looking at it, the top of your newsletter this week, and let me remind everybody, if you are not signed up for Craig's newsletter, it's...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Absolutely free, but man, it is a great read every week. CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. Your lead article says, crack the code, you can set up DNS filtering yourself. So I hopped online and I wanted to ask Jeeves exactly what DNS was, because I apparently can set it up. What is it?
Right. This is the most wonderful thing here. DNS is the address book for the internet. The internet uses numbers in order to connect to a web server, email, whatever it might be. And us humans, we like to use names, right? So, for instance, Google's DNS server is at 8.8.8.8. Well, that's easy enough to remember. But mine's at 192.231.143.1, right? No one's going to remember this stuff. But what you can do now, if you use this free service, this is provided by Cisco. Okay. And it's called Cisco's Open DNS. So here's what happens. Let me kind of explain what it was. Let me tell you what happens.
Okay.
So let's say that you have a phishing email that comes into your mailbox, and you click on that URL that's there.
Yeah.
That particular phishing email or ransomware email is going to try and take you to a website where it's going to try and trick you into doing something.
Sure.
And it's usually, hey, what's your password, username, log in here. Hey, I'm your bank.
Yep.
All of that sort of stuff. So with this type of filtering from OpenDNS that's 100% free, they have paid levels that provide some more functionality, but it's absolutely free at the base. That is going to block your computer from being able to find out what the address is. So it's like having the old yellow pages or white pages and tearing out the pages with the hosers on them so that you are staying safer. It is really pretty much guaranteed to stop a good 95% of the phishing and ransomware attacks that does not cost a dime.
Wow. Okay. So I love the idea of it, and you're telling me that I can do it. because I get ads, as you know. I'm not an Apple person, so I do have things pop up and say, "Hey, hi, it's me, Mr. McAfee, and I'd like you to buy my stuff again. And you had it before, and boy, you're in danger." The DNS stuff I can actually get from Cisco and install this myself?
You can, and you can install it. I have instructions to install it on your little router in your house. So every computer in your house, every phone, even Androids and your laptops and everything, it all gets protected by this DNS filter. It's fantastic. No, it's not going to stop legitimate stuff, like an ad, for instance.
Okay.
Although you can get higher level things that will block ads. And if you're a family, you can set it up so that you're blocking certain types of content. So you can block some of these nasty sites that are online. You can do a lot of stuff. It's cheap. I think if you pay for it for a family, I think last I checked, it was under $10 a month.
Wow.
And it helps keep your kids' devices, everything. Your television now has built into it the ability to go online. All of that gets blocked and filtered. It's really fantastic. We use this at a higher level. Government uses this at a higher level too. But the basics are there with the open DNS. It's huge. So I made the step-by-step thing, Jeff, because so many people, and I hope I didn't scare people away by talking about DNS and IP addresses and stuff.
No,
it's
but that's
really...
It's so important. This is absolutely vital, and we all get hit. And I don't know, do you guys on the Apple side of things, do you get ads for security things, or do people know, well, Apple doesn't have security issues?
Yeah, not so much, right?
Yeah.
The McAfee stuff, you just don't see. The manufacturers of the PCs, the Dells of the world, or the big box retailers, they get $10 typically per PC from these companies like McAfee, et cetera, and it's generically called bloatware. So these people make your life miserable and they pay $10 to the manufacturer of the hardware that you bought.
Wow.
So what we do for our clients is we pre-remove all of that stuff. Can you believe it? They get paid $10 to remove it. It takes us a couple of hours to remove stuff from these computers.
Jeez.
And all it does is bring you grief. But, yeah, it won't stop that. And on the Mac side, no, you just don't get those. Because Apple isn't trying to sell your stuff like the Windows vendors are.
Yeah, man, I would pay $11 not to have that on the thing. Hey, let me ask you before we exit stage right, on this DNS filter, is it possible, and I'm speaking hypothetically here, but would it be possible to block the Easy Spirit shoe website from being accessed in my house?
You could actually. You'd have to pay for custom filters, but you could put custom filters in to block all kinds of stuff, which is nice. And there's generic whole ranges of them. You know, violence, you don't want to see porn, you don't want to see these various things. It'll block them all nicely for you, and it'll even give you reports telling you what has happened. Businesses use that a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can block almost anything. But for that, you have to pay for. But to keep the hosers off your computers, it's free.
All right. Well, do me a favor. Remind everybody where they get your newsletter, and will you agree, as people are listening to the whole thing about the DNS filters, if they sign up today, will you still send them today's edition so they can get that?
Yeah, absolutely. It comes out Tuesday morning. You can sign up for the free newsletter, and this is all and much more, of course, in the free newsletter at craigpeterson.com, craigpeterson.com. The homepage is the sign-up page.
I love it. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. Craig joins us every Tuesday afternoon. It's a look at tech, but it's a really, really a look at staying safe online. And I don't know how much the Easy Spirit shoe site filter would cost, but I got a feeling I would come out ahead if we could somehow get that fixed up. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. I'm telling you, there are some people who just don't get it. Mike in Cumberland is like two of those people. He says, Jeff, you carry the water for McGuire. You revel in the potential that your show helped to unseat the number one conservative congressman in the country. Now, what I did was to stand up and say, hey, let's get people on to answer some real questions. And your favorite congressman, who's soon to be the former congressman, was just so unbelievably nasty and unprofessional that people said, oh, my God, I don't want to vote for him. And John McGuire, I've known for years, and I think the world of John. But anyway, I appreciate you checking in, sort of, kind of, Mike and Cumberland. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Eben Brown from Fox News will be with us. We'll talk about some of the unfolding case down there in Florida on the attempted assassination of President Trump. Make sure you head over online right now, WRVA.com. Get those tickets for Politics and Pints. It is almost a total sellout. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.